Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Welcome to Ask the Manager Mondays, your chance to ask Better Together General Manager Kevin Undergaro and Assistant General Manager Kelsey Meyer your questions about the Better Together brand and questions about life in general. And now, your managers, Kevin and Kelsey.
Welcome back, everyone, and happy Monday to you on this very special Ask the Manager Monday with co-manager Kelsey Meyer. DJ Pooja Pooj in the booth.
In the booth.
You also may know her as Little Willy Whistle. That she does our Saturday Better Together feed for children.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Today she's taking. Yeah, she's taking the makeup off today. As you know, again, we're loosening the ties.
That's right.
We have our black coffee poured, and I've only had a pack of cigarettes today, but. Anyway, yeah, here we are.
We're back.
Back. Queenie is detained, so we've been called back to duty.
Well, shocking, really.
Shocking.
After the big kerfuffle.
Yes, you know? Yes. Well, after we heard our fans loud and clear that they did not want to ask them. But, what are we going to do, guys? I've explained why sometimes we're needed. To answer the call, we had a great little priming session here.
We did.
At TV38, WSBK, us working behind the scenes over at the water cooler. Mm. I rolled up the VHS player, and I was playing a Captain Lou Albano video, manager of wrestling video from the 1970s. My consigliere, Steve the Steamer, will appreciate this. He knows... very well of this video where he's working. Lou Albano is with the Golden Terror and Vince McMahon and hyping up the match that's going to take place between the Golden Terror and Haystacks Calhoun. And I was telling the kids that Golden Terror really was none other than Pete Doherty, the Duke of Dorchester. Dorchester, especially back then, very rough place. Lots of alcohol and lots of crime. And the Duke of Dorchester was known to like his drinks. And he was basically there as a jobber. That's what they call those guys who just come in and their job is to make the other person they fight look great. And they lose and they get their $100. Nice. And they go drink it away. That's what Pete Doherty did. But unfortunately, there was an injury, so Pete had to fill in, and they said, listen, we'll just throw a cheap yellow mask on him and a cape, and somehow we need to sell out Madison Square Garden against Haystacks Calhoun with this guy. How are we going to do that? Well, they brought in Captain Lou, but when you see Captain Lou... And this was in the day where wrestling, back in today, wrestling, there's writers, there's directors, there's, you know, segment producers that work with you. This was a guy who also was drunk. Just was like, what? You need me to do who? Golden Terror? Oh, got it. No problem. I got it, boss. And just walked in and pumped up the match and pumped up the Golden Terror. And they made their money and that was it. But what I love about the video is he just doesn't blink. Mm-hmm. Like Captain Lou, the way he sells the Golden Terror, it's like this is the greatest fighting machine in the world. And he just, there's just zero doubt. I remember there was a great quote. I think a lawyer had it. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm never in doubt.
Ooh.
So we were watching it. I was priming the staff. Well, because I think there's something to be said is when you're not in doubt. So he wasn't in, he didn't appear to be in doubt. Did he appear to be in doubt when he was selling the match with the,
absolutely not.
Right?
No.
Pooja, did Lou Albano appear like there was any doubt in his mind that the Golden Terror could not beat Haystacks Calhoun?
None at all.
None. So he, if I said to Lou, you might be right, you might be wrong. He'd be like, yeah, maybe. Are you in doubt? No. So anyway, determination, will to win, speed, agility, power, suplex artist, chicken wing specialist. That's how he described the Golden Terror.
Yep.
And then Vince called him out. I don't think we've ever seen him perform a suplex. And what did he say?
He said that he could do it.
Kelsey, honey, I pooch. What did he say when he said, I don't believe we've ever seen the Golden Terror perform a suplex before.
I'm going to be impressed if Pooja gets this line right.
He said, I think you're soft, so what?
Yes.
Nice.
Kels, how did you miss this stuff?
That?
Of course she
yeah.
did.
Wow.
But that's Kels. That's the most important part.
It okay, was well, just,
even,
to be honest,
even when the facts were presented, he was like,
to be
so
honest,
what?
I just love that he was just like, I don't care. Like,
I don't care.
It had nothing to do with what he said.
Right. In other words, like, what? Even someone brings you something like, yeah, but that jacket is ugly. 20 people said that jacket you're wearing right now is ugly.
So what? You're soft.
Yeah, so I think you're soft. So what?
So what?
It's though? Like, so what?
See, I was doing my assistant manager duties / watching, so I was like not fully,
okay.
fully in.
Got it.
I That's will fair. Be honest.
That's gotcha. Fair.
Yeah.
All right.
So. But it was great.
With your paper cup of coffee with the little handles that
exactly.
come out, like, right?
Right.
Those little paper cups, yeah.
Yeah, those
we
are
have
the
to
best.
We put that down. We have to reorder that. We
yeah,
need
we
more
do.
Stirrers as well.
Yes. The
And we need more Cremora.
Ew, what is that?
Don't pretend you don't know. It's what the staff drinks and, you know, it's powdered. And,
The powder. I didn't know the name. Yeah. That's
but Pooja,
favorite.
You understand that there was no doubt.
Zero.
Zero not. Doubt.
None.
And so I use it all the time with Maria. She goes, so what?
So what?
All the time. She's like, yeah, but so what? And then he goes on to say, maybe it's an optical illusion. Maybe you haven't been able to focus your eyes quick enough to catch the man in action. He's been known to suplex people from his knees. Can you do that? Then he went on the offense, which was great, to Vince, the all-powerful Vince. Can you do that?
Can you do that?
Anyway, I digress, but entertaining as Captain Lou is, there is something to be said for no doubt. And I'll tell you, the people that Maria's a pitch today, and it always comes down to that thing of just no blinking. You cannot blink. And I can't tell you how many times I'll walk out of a meeting. And there were times when, I probably still would do this, but there were times when I was younger, I would bring people along to meetings, younger people that worked for me, because I'd want them to get the experience. Mm. Only for them to open their mouth and blink and blow the meeting.
Uh-oh. Oof.
And what do I mean by blink?
You mean they just...
So when someone says to you, oh, that seems like a good show, but don't you think people might be offended if they see this? And you go, oh, yeah,
that's blink.
Geez, I didn't even think of that. Mm. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I guess they could be. You blinked.
Right.
You got to be like,
no,
they're not going to be offended. And so, and again, and if they do, Pooja?
You're soft, so what?
Exactly. So what? So what? They're talking about it. Like, what? Every show doesn't have someone offended? Mm-hmm. But my point is, so when you're out there selling yourselves, or selling a project. It's funny, Ashley Daniels, you know, she's got something big coming up, and I'm proud to say I was able to orchestrate this. It's a really big, 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 big gig for her. And she's like, you could sell anyone anything. And I said, no, that's actually not true. And I said, I know you're complimenting me right now, but it's not that I'm a salesman, because I think salesmen can sell anything, whether it's good or bad, whether they believe it or not.
Right.
I can't do that. But with me, there really is no doubt. If I say Maria can do this, Maria can wrestle, Maria can do, I know she can. Yeah. And I can't help that I know it. When Jamie Karen Lima was here and she was asking, you know, do you think I could do a nationally syndicated talk show? I'm like, I literally put my feet up on the desk. I'm like, yeah, why? We're even questioning this? Mm-hmm. Of course you can. And I have no doubt. So I think that if you really believe in yourself and whatever you're doing, you know, you can't have any doubt. And if you don't believe in it, then that's a problem. So maybe you shouldn't be doing it. But a lot of times we don't believe in ourselves, because then all the insecurities come in and the people on the bar stools next to us, mm-hmm. and everyone else starts chiming in and chipping away at us. And that's where you really have to go Lou Albano and almost go to the point like he was, just a drunk, crazy person who was just blocks everyone out and goes, so what?
So what?
Yeah. And had no doubt.
Yeah.
So you can't blink, you know? And I know for me, I don't, because I am that deep in my mind that I'm like, no, I know this will work. I know AfterBuzz will work. To me, with after shows, I'm like, what? Why are we even having this discussion? That's how I was. Why are we even wasting time right now? Of course it's going to work.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
But yeah, so anyway, I think,
don't blink,
no doubt. And if you do have doubts, then you got to work on that, especially for yourself. You have to work on that, whatever it's going to take, get angry, psych yourself up, block people out. But you have to stand tall, and you can be right and you can be wrong, but not in doubt. You know, I don't know many times I was in doubt with things, but I don't think it's because I was trying to get one over on someone, or I was being a salesperson. No, I really believe in my heart.
Right.
Like if I say, Kelsey, you've been around me long. If I say, no, Kelsey, you can do it.
Yeah.
I know you can really do it. Pooja, yeah. Like when it comes to like, she's editing, she's starting to make fun. I'm like, no, of course she can do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not like saying, oh, everyone could do it. No, I know what you guys have in you. But more than anything, the less about me is, yeah, it's about not having doubt.
Mm-hmm. Boom, baby. That wasn't even a question. And we already got a tip from the manager.
Now,
wow.
Just a little side note for you wrestling fans. You can apply this one to real life. I don't suggest you do, but win if you can. Lose if you must.
Win if you can, lose if you must. Okay.
Okay, no, you're not going to get this, Kels. Pooja, win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat.
But always cheat.
Wrestling. You don't want to hear another like horrible thing in wrestling that horrify you about that world back in the day. Today it's corporate. I know they're all, you know, people who work there will complain or whatever, but back in the day, there was a guy, I think it was Buddy Rogers, who was known to have said, be nice to your enemies. No, excuse me. F over your friends.
Oh my God.
And be nice to your enemies, because eventually you can make your enemies your friends and F them too.
Oh my God.
And when I told that to Sean Waltman, our friend who's a professional wrestler, he literally finished the sentence for me. And he's like, yeah, he just shrugged his shoulders. Yeah. I said, wait, had you heard that before? He goes, no. He goes, but that was when I was around. That was the attitude. He goes, and me and my friends, they were kind of the beginning of like millennial culture in a sense, where we were like, no, we're taking the power back. The click. There's a lot of good and bad that came out of them. But I think what they were reacting to was like, no, we're going to be here for each other. Wow. Like, we're going to help each other. Like, no, we got to have each other. And they did. They've thwarted suicide attempts with each other. Like, wow. I mean, but that was that world. Now, I don't think that helps any of our listeners. Just a little side note, little thing.
Just a little fun fact.
Yeah. So anyway, but never in doubt.
Never in doubt.
Don't blink. How many times with Maria? Don't blink. So Maria's going to pitch today back to that night. And I said, Maria, and she, the way she's pitching it, there's no blinking.
Right.
Like, do not blink. Mm-hmm. You know? Anyway.
Do you want your first question, manager?
Sure. Or should we
take a quick break before?
Yeah. Can we tease? What are some of the subjects we're going to cover? Not the questions, but let's tell me so I can be ready for this.
You know, we're talking career moves because you're great with career advice.
Can you be more specific?
No, I can't. I can't because I'm giving you an overarching theme.
Okay. That's
we're talking
not much
daily
of a tease.
Habits. We're talking relationships. You know, someone specifically asked the assistant manager for some good clean hair products.
Okay,
that I'm very excited for.
Right. But that is good. That's specific.
How we can stay.
So you can tease your question, but you can't tease the other
one. Well, okay, how about this? How we can stay mentally and physically fit. That's a good one. I like that one a lot.
Let me see
that
this.
That one's tough.
Can I teach everyone how to do a tease? Because we have a lot of aspiring journalists here.
Hold on. I got a poodle on my lap.
Oh, God. For everyone listening, Kev dropped the papers, but now we have them.
Nice play by
guy.
See that, Pooja? See what Pooja just did there?
Yeah, she picked up the dead air.
That's right.
Good
Thank
job, Pooja.
Picked the ball up.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. How do you transition to a more senior level position?
That's what I said.
No, you said career advice.
It is career advice.
Yeah,
to be
but
fair.
No, mine was lame. Yours
you've
is got not.
To have it be
yeah,
more compelling,
it.
Kids. Lucky this is Ask the Manager, where we're also teaching broadcasting tips here.
Yeah, that's right. I'm learning.
I do everything here.
We do it all.
Yeah, okay. First, your advice on getting your first job in the industry, but then also how to handle advice and rejection or hearing no from employers.
That's good.
That's a good one, you know, and tips for putting yourself first. Yes, a couple of you are like, all right. So guys, listen, let's take a little breaky-poo.
Breaky-poo.
And we'll be right back on Ask the Manager Mondays.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Be sure to send your questions to info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com. or on Instagram @BetterTogetherWithMaria. For an 8x10 personalized signed photo or transcript of today's show, send a self-addressed stamped envelope, care of Ask the Manager, 17328 Ventura Boulevard, PO Box 311, Encino, California 91316. And now, back to Ask the Manager. Stay crisp, Queens.
Here we are on this Monday, back to Ask the Manager. Many requests for transcripts of our past shows.
A lot.
We, you know,
blown away, really.
We love all the questions coming. And mugs, Ask the Manager mugs, will be available at some point in time, I'm sure. Okay, Kels, go ahead.
Okay, Kev. Manager Kev. This is from Stella in New York City. I recently made a huge career move and would like some advice on making the transition to a more senior level executive easier.
Okay, so this is hard for people who are shame-based. Mm. And then again, all the peanut galleries that we're surrounded by about, you know, you've changed, you've got to keep it real. I know a lot of people don't want to, are afraid to, like, they dim their light, or they're afraid to, you know, appear like they're any brighter or better than the next. But you have to get rid of that. And, wow, this is a lot of wrestling talk today. But Bret Hart, when he was a wrestler, was put into the Hall of Fame, he said one thing that really stuck out. He's like, if you want to make it, you have to work hard, be resilient. Like, he said all the things that we know, mm-hmm. you know. You have to put up with a lot. You got to hang in. But the last thing he said was the most powerful. He said, to make it, you have to be ready to embrace a life of loneliness. Oof. Now, does that mean you have to be completely alone? No. But you are going to separate more from those people that you were working with, because now you're a leader. And, you know, we've heard heavy is the head that wears the crown, and it's lonely at the top. And yeah, it's all cliche, but they're really based on something. So I think mentally knowing that there's new responsibilities and new expectations. And if you try to be, unfortunately, still be in that place, if you're still in that staff position mentally, but physically in the manager position, you're going to get really sick and you're going to be really unhappy. And then that goes to my theory about half measures. Mm. Do you remember that theory,
yes,
Kelsey?
Yes, I do. That half measures are the worst.
Right.
They are.
And do you know where that comes from?
No, you.
No, I wish. Mm. It comes from Breaking Bad and the great Vince Gilligan.
I honestly thought that was a you thing.
No. I picked up, like, listen, all my knowledge comes from, if business knowledge comes from either Shark Tank, and then any other like life knowledge TV comes shows. From TV shows. But no, it was great. And this is why we need the arts, and we need our writers of all kinds. But Mike is a character on the show, and he's talking to the main character, Walt, and he's telling a story about when he was a policeman. He's like, you know, there was a guy, kept beating his girlfriend closer and closer to death every time we go to arrest him. Yes. He's like, finally, he's like, I'd had it. I took him out to the swamp, put a gun in his mouth, and I was going to blow his head off. He begged, he pleaded, please don't kill me. I promise I'll never do it again. He goes, and a week later, he killed the girl. And then he had this dead look to Walter, and he said, no more half measures, Walter. And then I thought about, well, when you have half measures, what's most of our problems in this lifetime? Half measures as a parent, half measures in our relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Half measures at our jobs. Mm-hmm. We're not fully committed. Mm-hmm. We're doing everything else but the job, but then we're talking about why we're getting screwed. Half measures at our, you know, so when it comes to management, yeah, you have to be full measures. So it's going to be different. Now, I'm also going to say physically, because it's such a transition, I'd like to see you upgrade your wardrobe, your style. I would, you know, actors put on their makeup and their clothes. They like a lot of actors tell you, I can't become the character until mm-hmm. I get in my hair, wardrobe and makeup.
Dress the part.
It will help you, and then it helps them see you. Now, yes, remember a lot of, the goal of the person on the bar stool is to do what, Kelsey?
Is to keep you on the bar stool.
Right next to them. Mm-hmm. So, yes, people are going to throw rocks at you. Oh, look at you, Miss Big Fancy Pants. Now you're the manager and you have new outfits and you do hair. Mm-hmm. Just so what? Mm-hmm. Just don't, Captain Lou. No doubt. Do not think about it. And stay your course. Stay the course, as I always say, in full measures. Now you are. Mm-hmm. And by the way, reward. That's a reward for yourself because you earned it. B. And upgrade the car, too, if you can. If you can. Yeah. But all these things just start to go, you know? And, guys, it's stuff that I've had to do. You know? I know it's not regular Guy Friday, but when I'm not a manager of this local Boston TV station, I'm a regular guy. And so I know as a regular guy, it's been hard to make these transitions. And doing all of the things like trying to bring people up with me and all of it was just messy. Mm. So, and then as a leader, when you are, the only thing you just got to remember, when you're a leader, be a leader. Don't be a boss. Anyone can be a boss. Everyone is a boss today. And just what the world needs less of. Bosses. We have no leaders. Do we have any leader? Guy's going to disagree. Do we have, other than Obama, has there been a leader that really, I've seen a true leader? No, I've not seen one. I've seen lots of bosses, loudmouths, panderers, you know, opportunists, but a leader.
Yeah.
Leader is different. So know that if you're feeling guilty or ashamed where you're not being one of the guys or one of the, you're being a leader, which is serving them far greater.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's different. We're going to lead them and the company to be their best selves.
I love that.
But it is a step. And I my mom never wanted the leadership roles. She just wanted to keep complaining. And it always frustrated me. Mm. Like, Mom, step up. You know, with your brain, step up and just take over the department. Yeah, I don't want to do that. You know,
why do you think?
Well, because unfortunately, I get myself in trouble here. A lot of civilians, they just, it's fun to, more fun to complain and not have to have the responsibility. That's that in some ways gives them more, they think gives them more peace to not have the responsibility, but just to sit and bitch and moan on the bar stool. Right. My mom was on a bar stool because she was a hard worker. She was great at her job.
But it's a pattern, too. No one wants to break that pattern.
Yeah, Mom, step up, take the... My dad was always telling her, step up, take the... Then you take it, you know? Job can be...
She would have been great.
Job's what you make it. Mm-hmm. You make it what you want to make it. As a leader, you have a better chance of doing that. And if you can't do it there, you can do it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And by the way, now, then there's other people I respect. Go. I've had other people I know say, I don't want that. Mm. One of my dearest friends from home, and I've said this before on the show, he's like, Kev, for me, it's all about being a dad and a husband. That's my life. So I like to just do enough at my job, get it done, but I'm out. I want to be, so he accepts not being in this like big leadership position, having all this pressure, but it's what he chose, which I love.
He owns it.
So anyway, hopefully...
that's great advice.
Hopefully that helps. I love seeing people advance and get ahead. I think that's what's cool about our country. But yeah, just know.
Don't let the little ones get in your head.
Yeah,
that's the hardest part.
Well, yeah, it's really hard. Well, in society and all, you know. But you know,
it's funny. Down.
I told you before. One, don't forget the little people. And it's like, okay, on the surface, yes, don't forget the real people.
Right.
But people who are little and small-minded are exactly the people you want to forget. Mm-hmm. Remember that. Mm. Okay.
All right.
Next question.
Thank you. So Mason from Pennsylvania, she wants to know, she said, hey, I was wondering if you guys could talk about how you all found your first jobs in the industry. Oh. Interesting. and any advice or recommendations for handling rejection and hearing no from employers?
Hmm.
It's a two-parter. It's a twofer.
Well, mine was basically showing up. There was a college friend who had an uncle who was a director, and I had 2 or 3 days notice that he was having a party here in LA. Now, mind you, this was when you couldn't get into our business. Mm. It's really hard still, but it was impossible then. There was no Facebook. There was no way to connect with anyone. And if you were not in LA, you didn't grow up out here, forget it. Mm-hmm. So I got 2 or 3 days notice that he was having a party. He was an older director, so a lot of, you know, not current people in the business, but people that were once in the business or kind of hanging on. And I'm like, I'm getting there. I don't care what I have to do. I literally drove cross country, and whatever I could do to get to that party, I did. And at the very end of the party, I met a producer who produced the old TV show Chips. So geeked out with him. And he was like so excited that a young person knew the show and knew it well. And they said, hey, I might have like a game show. Like they might be looking for a PA or an assistant. I got his information. I stayed on top of it. And I got the job. And again, I was like, I'm going to make this work no matter what. There was very little pay. And at that time, Hollywood was a very dangerous, dark place to live. But I just lived there because I knew I could walk to and from work because I could make it all about work. And I didn't have the money. And that was it. That was my beginning.
You're in.
Kelsey, to you.
Oh, man. I moved here not knowing anybody. I had Nordstrom transfer me. I like begged them. They said no. And I was like, do it. Anyways, had them transfer me so I could have a job and have money while I tried to get into the industry. I lived in an apartment with 5 girls, shared a room, slept on a twin mattress on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I met one day a random casting director who needed an intern. So I would intern with her in the mornings and help like the actors that came in, like read lines, and I would record their takes, whatever. And then I would close Nordstrom at night. And I did that for, gosh, almost a year. And one time an actor came in, good old Jerry Byrne, shout out Jerry. We ended up walking out together and he was like, what? Who are you? What is your deal? This is like, what? What's happening here? And I told him and he was like, oh my gosh, my son and I, he had a 10-year-old son at the time. And he was like, Henry and I love Nordstrom. We love the Nordstrom Cafe. I live right there. So next time I'm there, I'll come say hi. And I was like, okay, you hear empty shit like that all the time. I was like, yeah, whatever. But he did. He ended up like a month later, he came and I had dinner with them and he was just about to start Angie Tribeca. And he was like, I bet you I could get you a day playing like PA gig. Would you want to do it? And I was like, oh my God, literally I will do anything. I'll lick the floor, whatever. So I started day playing with them. And then Jer was so bad. He's a very seasoned actor, but was so bad with his lines that they needed someone to help him run lines. So we ended up talking the show runner into hiring me to run first team full time, which first team, you guys, means like I was in charge of the actors and getting them all to set and that sort of thing. But yeah, I ran first team so that I could help Jerry with his lines anyways. And that in combination with, I also had yelled at someone on the street politely on my way to work one time. And I was like, hey, do you guys need a PA? Like going by a shoot, the locations director pulled me over. I got my information and I stayed on top of him. And so I ended up getting both PA gigs and just like hustling after that. But yeah, pretty crazy.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. We will, by the way, I will have lots of takeaways in both these stories. Pooji.
I interned for you guys at AfterBuzz my senior year. And then I just asked Kels if you guys needed it. And she said no. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, but then you guys did need help with like the 10-minute shows. And then I started helping with that. And then somehow I just.
That's when the manager got involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's when I got involved.
Exactly. Yeah. And then Steven, he just started training me for his job. And then he was like, you start on Monday, May 1st. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I started.
Okay. So
I was like, Kevin, I need
she's
her.
Making it seem easier. But yes, then it was.
Yes, she is.
So there's 3 stories, you guys, from 3 different generations. But there's a lot of stuff that in all of those things that came down to choices. So again, the person on the bar stool, the civilian, is going to tell you, Kelsey was pretty, Pooja got lucky, whatever. I don't know what you'd say about me, but that's the negative lie. But the positive truth is we all showed up, made ourselves available at any cost. We sacrificed. We lived in squalor. We minimized. And this is the other thing, too. We brought value in our non-industry jobs. Mm-hmm. So in the carny business, which you've heard me mention a million times, that was my means. I would do that in the summers and spring and fall. And I would take that savings and go to LA. And I did that for a better part of a decade.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tia his, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
But I took it very serious. The point that I had the bar people in the bar stool making fun of me. You take this stupid carny job so serious. Like, well, this was my ticket to
take it in.
Yeah, to get to LA. Mm-hmm. And Kelsey took Nordstrom serious. So what happens?
Oh, yeah.
She gets seen by a star. Mm-hmm. Stephen the Mew, a man at 30. but once upon a time, it was Stephen the Mew.
A boy
in his 20s. Now, how did Stephen the Mew, a boy in his 20s, come about? He was an excellent waiter at Chili's. Mm-hmm. Literally, we would go to this Chili's, and they would never get the orders right for like 3 years. Finally, this guy walks up and said, got it. Do you need this? Do you need that? Okay. And I said, wait, what? Who are you? I'm Stephen the Mew, a boy in my 20s. Okay. I said, what do you want to do? He said, what do you mean? I'm a waiter. I'm going to stop. What do you want to do? So I want to be a filmmaker. Okay. And again, I had no doubt. I'm like, he can do it. I knew he could do it. I'm like, I can always hire for hard, train for skill. Always do that, guys. It's another Ask the Manager Monday tip. And off we went. But he was bringing value in his job. The problem is most of us have those jobs and we half measure it. Yep. We mail it in. We're miserable. So guess what? You don't get seen. I can't tell you how many examples I have of shoe people that have sold me shoes just this weekend. Maria and I had to do a return or something at the mall and met a dynamic young guy working at a clothing store and, just exchange information here, go here. But because of his energy and I can't tell you how many times I'll see people that I just know like, wait, you're dynamic. And it's not just me, guys. Like I know a lot of other people see people when they're bringing value in their regular guy and gal or non-industry jobs, and then you can't be rigid. You got to be fluid like Kelsey. Hey, all right, now you got to go. There's a job starts tomorrow. Pooja, there's a job tomorrow. Starts Monday. Okay, yeah. I'm in. Uh-huh. Not, it doesn't work for me.
You do it.
Pooja, mm-hmm. She was in all the way. And the one thing she'd said was like, oh, Kevin, we did have a family vacation plan for a long time, but I'll work around it, whatever I have to do. And I was like, no, it's fine. But she was just all in. And then I'll go to Pooja, who's minimizing her story. Now I'll tell you the truth about Pooja. Once again, we have interns. I've had hundreds of interns at AfterBuzz over the years. And I would say 80% of them do just enough. And there's a big group that does very little, actually. They do, you know, just enough. And then they don't stay in touch with us. When my whole staff is trained to stay in touch, to help them, to you know, we always say, when you're in the system, you're in the system. Mm-hmm. And we all want them. That's kind of the cool thing about our business, too. For all the, look, we are so black and white. For the all the bad, we do have a group of people who kind of want to give back because they know it's we're unfairly rewarded for what we do. There are people who have their feet on the ground that realize it. Trust me, they might get carried away, but they realize it and they want to share and give back. But Pooja was providing so much value as an intern, being present, showing up, over delivering. Yep. And I said, when I saw her work, and it was when I had a host, backup quarterback, yep, came in.
It was you and I, yeah.
Like, wait, who, what? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay. I see you, DJ Pooja Pooja. Now, I didn't see that she was going to become DJ Pooja Pooja. That I did not see.
I don't think any of us saw that.
Right? No one saw that coming. But I could see how gifted and talented she was. I'm like, this is what we need on this team. You know, I mean, I knew Steven was here by default. You know, I had a lot of people here just kind of holding the fort down, you know, because I know Steven has other dreams and goals. Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, she vibrates at the right level and all, let's give her a shot. I also knew she had a different skill set from you, Kelsey. So I knew she was going to compliment you very well and you were going to compliment her well. And again, not making it about me, whether it worked or it didn't, it ended up working. But let's just say even it didn't. The bottom line is the reason I hired her is because she was present. She was over delivering. Mm-hmm. And she didn't make her presence with, you know, trying to. Sometimes people think it's the social way. Hey, let's go for drinks. But like, it usually doesn't work because none of us have time.
Yeah.
So the best way is bring value. So for Mason, find a way to bring value. And I say this all the time. This is another big mistake since like mentoring has become a big thing in the last 15, 20 years. The biggest mistake is people will walk up to someone and go, will you be my mentor?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And you're like, wait, what? Like, I don't even have time for my kids. I don't have time. Like, wait, I don't even know you.
That always blew my mind.
It's the biggest mistake. But yeah. I understand why, because no, they don't listen to Ask the Manager Mondays.
Truly.
If you listen to Ask the Manager Mondays, I'm going to tell you why that's a mistake and what you can do to get what you want, yeah, without having to do that. Go, yeah, ahead, Kelsey.
I was just going to say that's more of a, I feel like it's so interesting in the last, like, gosh, 5-10 years, because for me, I wasn't taught that, nor did I think that that was a thing. But I know the younger ones, or even a couple years below, right, me, are like, oh, did you have a mentor? I was like, I mean, I can think back and like now, I, like you and Maria both are my mentors, but I would have never gone up to you guys and been like,
Kelsey and Pooja, you guys are great stories because you just did it on your own. Yeah. Like you just, you know, and Kelsey, I like your story is really relatable because look at, you worked at Nordstrom and then resourcefulness. Mm-hmm. Kelsey was like, okay, well, I work at Nordstrom. So anyone else could be like, I got to quit this place and move down to LA. Kelsey's like, no, I have a steady job here. I'm going to find a way to use this job to transfer to get to LA. Mm-hmm. Then when I work that job, I'm going to continue to be bright, bring value. And then you got seen. And then that was half of it is you were waiting to be seen there. But then the other half was like literally seeing a production going, hey, do you need a PA? But then you offered your services for free. And that's the other thing too, guys. Yes. Like, yep, you know, I say it all the time. And a cynical person would say, when I say this, I say all the time, work for free. And a cynical person will say, oh, it's easy for you to say because you have money. Like, bullshit.
I did everything for free.
I always did, but also I did one step further. And don't be afraid to do this either when you're breaking in. I don't just work for free. I pay to work. Mm. I can't tell you how many times I paid for the privilege to be able to work and to be in. And guess what, guys? Without revealing too much information, I still do. I still pay to work. whatever money I have to put up to get myself in the game, get Marie in the game, have proximity to something, doesn't matter. And because it always pays off. It doesn't always pay off. But it's better than sitting on my couch doing nothing. It's like taking swings. So I might only hit one out of four, or I'd say two out of four.
But that's still two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all you need is, generally in our business, all you need is one.
Yeah.
So I think the big thing is certainly work for free. And then you want a mentor. The best way to get a mentor is approaching someone and saying, you know, knowing them, hey, I know you, I know your brand. I've studied, and by the way, do the work. I've studied you up and down. And now you go into where you can bring value. I can help you with your social media. I notice it's a little, you know, you might be able to use this and this. I could do that. I can send you some examples for free. I can help you build your website. Can I, you know, by the way, you know, I'll drive you around. You know, what can I do? The mentor I had in that part of my career was a guy by the name of Dean Young. And I used to clean his apartment on the weekends, help him fix his car. I'd fix his cars. I did all the work for him, and when it came to getting my job, first writing job at MTV, he was the one that called on my behalf and said, no, you got to hire this guy. He's amazing. And I had to give them all the sketches and the jokes and everything. So I got it on that, but he really knocked it over the edge. But that was because I brought him value, and we can all bring value. So if you don't know how to make a website, if you don't know how to run social media, if you don't know how to edit, if you don't, there's always something you can do, and everyone needs help. And so by the way, some may go, no, thank you. Okay, great. Next.
Thank you, next.
But I just say, you know, I can't tell you at AfterBuzz. I used to call it the AfterBuzz Big Sister, Little Sister, Big Brother, Little Brother program. What I would do is a lot of celebrities would come in and want to do podcasts, like the Housewives. And I'd say, listen, let me pair you with a little sister or a little brother, one of our younger hosts. And I'd say to the star, listen, they're going to do everything for you. But I need, when you do your podcast, you have them co-host and... you know, promote them and their Twitter and all that. Then I would say to the little sister or little brother, your job is to basically do all the social media, book the guests, just make their lives easier and help them as much as you can. And it always worked very fabulously, and it helped. But anyway, so that is the way in, is working for free and bringing value, you know, and don't be afraid to invest in yourself to do it. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself to do it. If you have to, you know, pay to get an Airbnb.
Right.
I mean, I can't tell you how many opportunities I'm like, no, I'm not missing that. No way. I'll find a way. I'll figure it out. Anyway. So was that the same one who was wanting to know about rejection too? You know, rejection is, you know, Tony Robbins always says this too, but I say the same thing. It's just next.
Yeah.
So they reject you. Okay. Next.
Rejection's protection.
And then sometimes they say, yes, you can subscribe to that, and that maybe doesn't work when you're young. Rejection is protection, and I do think it is. But I also think sometimes I would say, clearly, I haven't shown you just who the F I am.
Yeah.
Let me get back to you on that. Oh, really? You don't want to okay. And then that motivates me to work even harder and to not give up and to go on to the next person or the next thing. But that's what you have to do. And again, you wonder why I like the Lou Albano. Go back to the Lou Albano Golden Terror video. Do you think Lou Albano would care about any kind of rejection?
Nope.
None. Nope.
Yeah.
Play through. You got to play through. And you just say next.
Bye, B. Bye, B.
Next. And that's it. And shake it off. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, you know, in baseball, when you were kids, you get hit by the ball. Old coaches back then, all right, shake it off. Yeah, walk it off. It didn't matter. But you know what? That's you got to do.
Yeah.
Shake it off. On to the next. Mm-hmm. You know?
And I really do think you have to say, it's like, oh, thank you. Great. That wasn't for me. Thank you. Next.
It wasn't. Well, trust the universe.
Right.
That's hard when you're young because you don't have a lot of experience with the universe yet. So you think it's hard, but you can't even, you just, You have to just get to the next thing.
Yeah.
Like, the more time you're spending to, oh, and universe maybe wants something better. No, next. We just missed out on two more interviews. Let's go.
Let's go.
Stay busy. Keep moving. Keep moving.
All right, Manager Kev. Mm-hmm. Those are beautiful answers. Can I throw another one your way?
Yes. Do we need to take another break?
Let's take another break.
Okay, let's take another break.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Be sure to send your questions to info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com or on Instagram at Better Together with Maria. For an 8x10 personalized signed photo or transcript of today's show, send a self-addressed stamped envelope, care of Ask the Manager, 17328 Ventura Boulevard, PO Box 311, Encino, California 91316. And now, back to Ask the Manager. Stay crisp, Queens.
Stay crisp, Queens.
You know, it just made me realize.
What?
I canceled our Sears portrait photographer that was coming to take the... We were going to Sears to get our photo some shag rug and the blue sky background. Right. Me, you,
with
and
Pooja
and our ties and our coffee mugs.
We canceled because everyone wanted to cancel us.
Until cancel culture canceled us, the manager.
Shit.
I don't know if that was quite cancel culture. Let's just call it that.
Right. Let's call it that for fun.
Because when you get canceled, right, can it still be cancel culture?
Yes. Absolutely.
It doesn't matter why you're being canceled.
No, it's still canceled.
Yeah, if you're lame and being canceled, then you're canceled.
Still canceled. So you guys, I'm learning as we go how to tease.
Okay, tease
and
the clown.
And read. I'm really learning a lot on this episode. I hope you guys are enjoying it. So my tease was not good. The real question from Derek from Dallas, Kev, is how does one stay consistent in a society that's consistently inconsistent? Ooh, baby. So the world is always changing, so remaining focused can be difficult. So how can we do better at our daily habits to tackle this?
Okay, no. So remember what Priyanka Chopra said. What did she say, kids?
Be like water.
Pooja, what does that mean?
Just go with the flow and take the shape of whatever situation you're being presented.
And know that... Like you're halfway there. You know that reality is inconsistent, but it's always been inconsistent. And yes, it's going faster than it ever did. But you know that. Okay, so you got to go in knowing it. And a lot of times in business and in life, we just are so rigid. And that's one of the problems now is why, you know, we're so divided. We're so rigid. If we could just be like water and go, oh, kind of never thought of your side of it. That might be right, actually. Never thought of that, huh? Or, it's a pothole. Okay, well, that sucks. Let's figure out how to move around that. You know, like, there's budgets on film staffs. I don't know if they're called contingency. Maybe that's what it is, but on film shoots. But there's always a budget for that, for catastrophes, for things to go wrong. I remember working construction. My father said to me, you know, one time our whole day was lined up and suddenly like a couple of the cement mixers blew. I was like, oh my God. He's like, what happens? He's like, no, that's construction. He's like, something is always going to go wrong no matter what. He's like, so now instead of doing the pour, we're going to go build staging on the other side. And, you know, so... But I remember that. And then when I made films, it was the same thing. And then I was like, oh, okay. It's kind of life. Mm-hmm. So even when I was renovating this last couple of years, I was constantly reminding Maria, Even Maria's dad, like, something's, don't, it's just how it goes. Something's always going to go wrong. But it's also life. Something, there's always going to be obstacles, challenges, unexpected. I just think, you know, we just, as Americans, we just all embrace the Disney life, which again, I love it. I love, I wish, you know, like, I love it in fantasy, but in reality, it's not black and white. It's not going to be, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy every day. It's just how it is. So you kind of just, Trevor Moad always said, stay neutral, as we've had him on the show. But the people that I see that I really try to emulate in my own life are the ones, they just stay neutral. And when those curveballs come, they go,
all right.
Oh, okay. Well, that stinks. All right. Well, all right. Let's keep in. And remember, like, if you keep, this is another thing too, what Kevin Yore, Maria's lawyer, said. He's like, why is Tom Brady the best quarterback? And he actually, like, he's friends with Tom and Giselle and reps him. So I know we don't do as many name drops on the manager as we do on Regular Guy Friday, but that's one. And he just said, he goes, and we were, you know, Maria's like, I don't know, he's got a really good arm. He's really accurate with his passes. Yeah. He's like, because he has all these monsters coming to kill him every single play, and he keeps a cool head.
He is very calm and collected. Same with Mahomes.
Yes. Well, all the greats.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there's ones that are the kooks too, but yeah, sometimes right. It can totally work for the kook, and then other times it can be a disaster, whereas the steady game is like Tom and Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. and, you know, you just stay. So he gets passionate. He yells, but he's, when he's out there, you never see him just fall apart.
Right.
And anyway, so there's a mindset that you develop, knowing always going to be potholes in life, always going to be obstacles, and always going to be changes. But if you're fluid, you can adapt to those changes. And I'll tell you, I don't think anyone wants to get old in a bad way. I mean, we all want to grow up. There's many things to look forward to in old age. Believe me, you get, usually have more money, you get more respect. Like, there's a lot, but at the same time, I don't think any of us wants to be put out to pasture, left behind, you know, all the kind of bad things that come along with age. Well, the best way not to age is to be fluid and not be rigid. Keep growing, keep learning. Do not become a fathead. We've talked about fatheads before. Fatheads, you know, I tend to see them in male form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Usually men of a certain age. But when they become fatheads, they're usually defiant, unreasonable, unwavering. And I just kind of have to get away from them when I'm around them, yeah. Because I'm like, I can't work with you. You're old.
Yeah.
Reason people want to work with younger people is because they're open. So when, I remember this with the energy crisis back in the 70s when Americans couldn't figure out how to make cars that got good gas mileage. The Japanese could. But all of our old fathead engineers, probably 40s and 50s and older, were like, yep, can't be done. Can't do it. No. And they went, so what the car manufacturers did is they went into the colleges. Because the young people were like, yeah, sure, why not?
We got this.
They had the open mind to say, that's possible. As you get older, unfortunately, you get more rigid, more stuck in your way. And then forget it. But the people that remain vibrant, alive, successful, youthful, childlike, not childish. The fatheads are childish. You know, the evolved person's childlike. The other ones that are fluid, they're like water. They adapt. They know obstacles are coming. And they go, okay. Like right now, I can see a lot of people over 50 are just freaked out by this world. They're just completely freaked out and they're terrified. And because it's scary, like I get it. It's a new century and it's a new world. But the ones that are successful, like, hey, you know, if you look at history, like whatever, like there's all, you know, there's always going to be changes. And how do I fit into this new world? And what's my place? And yeah, okay, though, I can kind of see that. All right, yeah, you know what, the young people, like, yeah, I can roll with that a little, you know? And anyway, so I guess in summary, it's for Derek. It's know that you're always going to have the world be inconsistent, but know that if you can be the one that rolls with that, is able to, you know, deal with life being inconsistent, even learn how to make lemonade every time you get those lemons, you're going to stay young and vibrant and have a lot of success. So people just, you know, I hate it. Like, I hate when you get, you know, there's a reason. Listen, if I don't like when a company goes, okay, I can have Kelsey or I can have Pooja for this amount of money. And then I can have this 50-year-old who can do Pooja's job for this amount of money, for more money. So I'm going to hire Pooja. I don't like that. But I have to tell you, a lot of older people shoot themselves in the foot and they're not hireable because they're stuck in their ways and you just don't want to deal with that.
Right.
You're like, oh God, I don't want to deal with that. You want to deal with someone who's going to be open-minded, who's fluid, who's like water. And that tends to be younger people, but it's a choice. Mm-hmm. You can start making those choices as a young person so you can stay like that. And if you're an old person, think about it. Maria's dad, fluid.
Very.
Fluid.
Yeah.
And it's no wonder why. Like at 78, he's up and down ladders. It's like he moves like he's 40, 35, yeah. 30. But that's why. And so, you know, I when I look at that, or listen, another name drop, Sly Stallone. He's still talking about movies like he just made his third film. And then this, and then that, and this, and this new camera, and that, and, you know. So, yeah, you have to know obstacles are coming, know the world is going to be inconsistent, but be fluid, be able to go with it, and then watch. Like, watch what you'll be able to do and keep doing. Just fun. And if you are married to a fathead, I'm sorry. Or if or if you are a fathead, by the way, I have fathead tendencies. I know it. And I don't like them. I don't like them. And no, but that's good. I'm checking myself to go, no. I don't want to be a fathead.
You're not a fathead.
I want to be open-minded. I want to, you know, like, okay, what is the new way to fix this problem? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I hope that helped, Derek from Washington.
Derek from Dallas?
Dallas. Derek from DD.
DD. That was a great answer. Thank you, Manager Kev. All right. This is from Angie. Shout out to Angie from our heel squad.
Oh, yeah. I know Angie.
Yeah, we love Angie.
Angie's a Paisan, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hopefully. All right. Love that. So this was a Kelsey-specific question, which I was very flattered by.
Go.
Clean hair care products, especially for volumizing and styling. Also, read the Gabby Piccarelli episode. Does using a specific oil on your face cause breakouts? I'm 40 with fine lines and acne, and I don't want to irritate the acne, but I want to treat them both. So I'm actually going to answer the oil first, because it's actually a myth that oil will make acne-prone skin break out. It's oil is actually good for acne-prone skin. Oftentimes, for example, like I used to have horrible cystic acne, and it was because my skin was so dry. So often we put drying products on acne, which then dehydrates our skin and causes more acne.
And more scarring.
And
probably,
more
right?
scarring.
Yeah,
so you actually want to hydrate it with an oil, but you need to have the right oil. So I would stay away from any coconut oil that's going to clog pores. You know, the lighter oils like jojoba's beautiful, rose hip. If you can find anything, I use, I have a friend in Seattle who has a small skincare brand called Oha, and she has this beautiful like seaweed serum. That seaweed's really good and algae really good for like bacteria and acne, but also anti-aging. So there's a few products that you can get. I'm trying to think the other sea buckthorn, beautiful for anti-aging, but also acne. So yeah, if you want any more like specific ones, you can always message me. But I would say my number one thing is don't be scared of oils. Oils are actually great for acne and anti-aging. You just need to find the right ones.
All right, let me add to it too.
Yeah.
Dermalogica, you guys, and Maria talks about all the time. We don't have a deal with them, but it's just genuine. I went last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Maria dragged me because we wanted to spend the Sunday together. I'm like, I didn't want to drive it alone. So we went, oh my God, it was amazing. They know so much and so cost effective.
Yep.
So that's it's tough because she's got the lines and the acne.
Right.
So
But a lot you can double. You can double a beautiful oil that's going to help with. For this is an expensive.
Do you have anything to recommend for the? You're young.
Yeah, I mean, I have lines. This. It's an expensive product, but it's really, really worth it, and it's clean, which is why I love her. Mae Lindstrom has this oil called Youth Dew. It's insane for it's an anti-aging and also acne. So used it on my skin, and I'm telling you, it's an investment, but it's a good investment. Oh my God, it's the most beautiful oil. That or Audacité has an oil, which this line's really cool because she's French. It's clean skincare, and she has specific oils for specific products, and you can combine the oils. So if you want, like, there's one for acne and there's one for hyperpigmentation, or there's one for fine lines, and you can kind of make cocktails. So it's really cool. But my first recommendation would be to look at Mae Lindstrom's Youth Dew, and then OHA's the seaweed serum, or the, it's like advanced treatment serum, I think.
I would also, and I will say for the acne, we've had some people really suffering from acne, and people that really have great means and couldn't figure out anything.
Yeah.
And we finally got our friend's daughter to Dr. Simon Orion, who's really, really busy, and forget it. And like, I'm not saying to go see him because it's just hard to even get an appointment, but he did lasers. So look into different laser treatments in your area, and don't be afraid to invest. Because if this is bothering you guys, spend the money.
Yeah,
it's okay. You know, as far as the lines go, I think the first thing is get rid of the acne. So I think the lasers, and then I would talk to the laser people about Kelsey's things, because maybe you have to just do laser for a while, then introduce the Kelsey programs.
Yeah.
And then for the lines, it's like, I know it sucks, but you got to, you know, first thing I did with Marie when she was 23, I'm like, you can't be in the sun anymore.
Yeah.
So she stayed out of the sun.
SPF.
She took her makeup off every night. That was the first girl I ever dated that did that.
Oh.
Every night. She took.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it was a big deal in yesteryear.
Yeah, maybe not.
But yeah. And
look into, what's it called? LightStem. LightStem. It's a handheld little laser that I used to use. So there's either a blue one that the blue is for acne, the red is for anti-aging. Mm. So I use it in combination.
Oh, and you know what? I have a flat pad. You've seen it, right?
Yep.
I have this thing, guys. It almost imagine like a tray that bends, and it's all LED light, and you can put it straight over your face.
Exactly.
I remember it was maybe, I don't know what it was, maybe $800, but we've loaned it out to many, many people, and they've had great, in fact, Boss Babe, Danielle.
Yeah.
Was using it and had amazing results because she had some scarring.
Yep.
So
highly recommend those.
And what I say with all of these things, guys, is do your research. Yep. And don't trust things at face value, because sometimes you'll see these things are cleverly disguised ads.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you see top 10, a lot of times it's an ad.
Yeah.
So even when I go to Amazon, I'll always go to the, looking for 4.5-star rating, I'll see the number ratings and then go into the ratings and read the comments, read them.
Yep.
And particularly read the 1-star ones. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you get to tell, okay, this maybe is a person that's just in work for them, or, you know, or, oh, wait a second. Because who knows? Amazon claims they're able to not have you stuff the ballot box. But I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
So I try to look at the negative reviews and make the call. So before you go spend money, right now there's a hair thing. There's a hair laser helmet. Mm. This is a great example. And I know Costa has been dying for it. And I would love it too every night. You know, supposedly it's like helps with thinning hair.
Oh, wow.
And probably great for women too. But every time I go to look up a YouTube video or anything, it just feels like it's sponsored content. It's like the Kelsey with the helmet or the guy. And it's this one product, especially, like, it's everywhere. Like, everyone is like, I used it and this and that. And you know what? That's why I haven't gotten it, because I don't know if there's genuine reviews on it.
Mm.
So just have to be aware of any of this stuff. Do your research.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to ask questions either. Like in a lot of message groups, people are great.
Truly.
You can reach out. Okay, so Kelsey, what about hair?
Hair, if you want super, super clean, the only really clean brand that I found that I like that actually, oftentimes, especially with hair care products, if it's super clean, it's not really doing much, to be honest. Mm. But Briogeo is a great brand that has some clean stuff. My personal favorite, which it's like still sulfate-free and paraben-free, I believe, which are the two ingredients you really don't want, is In Common. And it's actually my hairstylist I go to down here. They have a salon down here. Their owners, female founded, they started this whole massive salon. They started this line and I really, really love it. I think that like you have to invest in a good shampoo and that's going to give you that like the volume.
And how often do you shampoo?
3 times a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that, sometimes I try and do two. You do, you know, and Maria and I talked about this on Patreon last weekend. Once you do shampoo and you style it, you keep that style and you do not reheat until you wash your hair again.
Mm.
Because that's what damages the crap out of your hair.
Right.
And also, on top of that, you always want to heat protect it. So all of these things are going to help with the styling and the volumizing and all that stuff. If you just keep better care of your hair. Also, big fan of scalp massages. The night before I shampoo, I always give myself like a little essential oil, rosemary oil, and jojoba, a little scalp massage.
On that note, someone gifted us, it wasn't even a gift, I think it just came with the product, a rubber, imagine this rubber like device that has a handle on it, small handle, and then black rubber, almost like teeth.
Ah.
You know, and you shampoo and condition with this tool.
Yes.
To massage your scalp. Mm-hmm. And I guess they're probably like $5 online. Look into like just scalp massagers, but it actually feels right. really nice, but you can get seems like a much more stimulating hair massage that way.
Mm-hmm. When we often forget about our scalp health.
I had a friend who was a hairdresser and he would always say, he was from France and say, the hair does not lie.
It's so true.
So he would say like a lot of times if you're not healthy, then it's going to show in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
It does not lie, Kevin.
It doesn't lie. Well, and that's something else I wanted to mention too, when it comes to skin and it comes to hair. Honestly, when my skin and my hair has been the best, it's when I've been eating my cleanest.
Hydrated.
I've been hydrated, moving.
Yeah.
Little to no stress. We're always going to have stress, but as like minimal as possible, it really does make a difference what you're putting in your body. It shows on the outside. So,
and then I know Maria has the tanning drops on the site that she likes. And I just feel like, you know, funny, you know, I'm Italiano and Sicilian, so I'm very dark and especially in the summers. And Pooja's dark too, you know, and we get really dark. And I'm
Kelsey's
sure
pasty.
No, you're glow. You glow, but Booj, you probably get darker in the summer too, right?
Yeah, much.
Yeah. So, but I remember saying to my friend, one of my mentors, Andrew, he's like so great. Yeah. He goes, "Oh no, Kev, always keep the tan." He's like, "Onassis always had the tan because he always plays tennis and he's in California sun." So he's like, "Oh no, always." But there's something to be said. So if you are, you know, if you're struggling with your skin or you're, you know, just a little bit of color that if you can add in a healthy way. So like I said, Maria just raves about those tanning drops.
They're amazing. It's the Isle of Paradise, you guys, which Kev said you can find on the website. They're gold.
And Kelsey always has this nice glow. Roxy does too. There's another product that I like called Skinerals, Skinerals. That's a tanning foam. Mm-hmm. And if you, you know, spend like the $11 to get the applicators, which is like one is a glove and the other is kind of this kind of towel that you can do your back with. So you can do it alone. And I think like you could do it once a week. I like in the winters, I would do it before bed. And then I'd shower the next day and it would leave it nice and even.
Kev got me hooked on it.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And pretty good ingredients in it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like I know Roxy loves it and Bree, who works for me, loves it. Like, but it just, you know, again, no judgment if you don't, but no judgment if you do want to use that. Mm-hmm. I just, sometimes it just gives you a little color in your face, you know, you know what? Who Okay.
You feel better.
Yeah.
And I will say too, what I like about the Isle of Paradise ones that are on Maria's website is I have yet to find, like, they don't break me out. And I'm very sensitive. So for you, Angie, who you're like, oh, you're probably thinking, damn, I want to try that, but I'm scared it's going to break me out. Try a little bit, but I'm telling you, I have yet to break out from it.
And there you go.
That's it.
So unfortunately, wow. I am suffering from burnout, you guys.
I could talk about this forever.
I am so, no. I thought that was great. I know I just can't take any more questions. Know. I'm really tapped
Poor
out.
Poor Kev.
Boogie Pooge, if you can bring in our music. I just, my God. Yeah, I wish someone would ask a question about burnout on Ask the Manager. And
next week.
Yeah, Dan Berkery, your manager is burnt out.
Thank you, Manager Kev.
Thank you, Kev.
Maybe we'll go get some food. Thank you, Poogie.
Thank you, everyone.
We need to fuel Kevin.
Yeah.
On behalf of Associate Producer Pooja Nair and the rest of BT staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Ask the Manager Mondays. Be sure to send your questions to info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com or on Instagram @bettertogetherwithmaria for an 8x10 personalized signed photo or transcript to today's show. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope, care of Ask the Manager, 17328 Ventura Boulevard, PO Box 311, Encino, California 91316. Stay crisp, Queens.
I don't think you can say it any better than that.
I don't think so either, Kev.
Anyway, all right, you guys have a good week. A lot of good stuff coming up this week for you. It's going to be great, and we'll see you back on Friday. Peace.
Peace. Bye, bees.